brought to you by Penguin.
Welcome to Glorious Tuga by Francesca Siegel, read by Kristin Atherton. Chapter 1. Islands are places you flee to, or places from which you flee. For days the ship had been anchored, waiting for the seas to calm. They were a mile off the reef-wrapped coast of Tuga de Oro, a tiny British overseas territory, the world's most remote inhabited island, on which life was variously described as turning the clock back 100 years, lonely planet, an English community life from a bygone golden era. Time out. A modest British seaside hamlet airlifted to the tropics. Fodor's travel guide. Or, less warmly, stuck in the '50s. Just possibly the 1850s. The Wanderer. Certainly, the weeks of this ocean voyage had felt positively Victorian. They were nearing Tuga, but Charlotte Walker had so far seen nothing of her future home, except roiling ocean through her cabin's filmy porthole. A few days out of England, she had hoped some fresh air might quell the rising nausea, and had opened this window, but instead had almost asphyxiated herself with a warm cloud of diesel fumes from the engines, and would not make that mistake again. Now, finally, the lighters would call in the morning, and with them, salvation. At least from seasickness. Soon she would be in the dense beauty of a pristine jungle with her tortoises. Charlotte was 29 and held a PhD conducted at the Institute of Zoology in Regent's Park, investigating the impact of non-native newts on the UK amphibian population. She had always loved amphibians and reptiles, particularly tortoises. They were easy metaphors for resilience and independence, and as a sensitive child, a homebody, and the daughter of a commanding and intrusive single mother, she had envied their ability to retreat into a physical space that literally no one else might enter. This affinity was disapproved of by Lucinda Compton-Neville, herself a sociable and highly sought QC, who considered her only child's achievements to be assets of her own, and found no social cachet in slimy things. Charlotte's early childhood had been overseen by nannies, and populated with small creatures the housekeeper resented, gerbils and hamsters and funfair goldfish, and at one stage a bearded dragon she lovingly named Joan, after Joan Beecham Proctor, the first female curator of reptiles at London Zoo. Lucinda detested this animal in particular and refused to speak its name, while slug hunting for the bearded dragon had pushed the nanny to the edge of resignation. Only pity for her preternaturally well-behaved charge had kept her in the job. When Charlotte was 10, Lucinda had married a fellow barrister, Adrian Walker, and had ruthlessly dispatched the creatures that had till then been Charlotte's solace, reasoning that a spirited trio of much smaller stepbrothers would be menagerie enough. Charlotte's prep school got the hamsters, a terrarium of dart frogs rode grandly back to Palmer's pet shop in a black cab, and the stick insects were set loose to try their luck on the box hedges of the inner circle. Charlotte Compton Neville was reborn as Charlotte Walker. At night, she sobbed, quietly, unobtrusively, for these lost companions. Still, she had offered up her small heart to Adrian Walker, full of hope that here, finally, had come a father and a reward for all the years of unspoken longing. But the step-siblings rarely visited, and the underwhelming and unresponsive stepfather was divorced within the year, reappearing in their lives intermittently and only as Lucinda's opposing counsel, periods during which her mother's mood would be dangerous and erratic. Lucinda became Compton Neville again. Charlotte, by then at secondary school and wise to the semiotics of a double barrel, would not relinquish Walker. She did not wish to be remarkable in any direction. From then on, the animals in Charlotte's life had been mostly imaginary or theoretical until college. As an undergraduate, Charlotte was made anxious by the distance between herself and her fellow veterinary students. The others studied together and drank together and exercised together and slept with one another in various configurations. And
sample complete. Ready to continue?